In 2009, for instance, France passed three strikes legislation that was meant to require internet service providers to cut off access to people who had ignored two warnings to stop trading pirated works. The government set up a bureaucracy to implement the measure earlier this year, but actual enforcement has been slow in coming. ISPs say the task of tracking pirated works is very costly, and they want the government to pay for it. In the case of the U.S. legislation, the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that hiring enforcement staff in the U.S. Department of Justice would cost $47 million over the next 5 years. Next, Brian Bergstein reports on how research archive JSTOR moves toward open access. An organization that maintains a huge database of academic research plans to soon let the public view some of the trove of information for free, a big boost for the idea of open access to the world's knowledge. As part of its new program, which is expected to enter beta mode in the coming weeks, the JSTOR service will let anyone view articles from 70 journals after registering with the website. The reader then can view up to 3 documents at a time in a frame on the site. There are some limitations. For one thing, the free access won't let readers download or print the articles. Those privileges will still be reserved for people who buy the articles or are affiliated with schools and libraries that pay for JSTOR subscriptions.